Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, I am too. Let's get started. This article is entitled Chandler Unified Board Member Wraps Policy Guide Change. This was written by Ken Sane and posted in the Santan Sun, April 8, 2024. Chandler Unified School District is planning to switch to a completely new policy guide for its new school year. However, one member of the governing board expressed his displeasure because no one is aware of CUSD's policies. "It's not effectively communicated," Kurt Rohrs said. "Current CUSD practice is to publish its policies on the website, go over them with students, and then send a copy home to parents to sign. However, Rohrs said it's not enough because most students and parents are unaware of district policy. We do have it posted on the website as well as free access to parents, to students, and for those who want to see it," Superintendent Frank Narducci said. "What additional things would you like to suggest?" "It's not something we can argue," Rohrs replied. "Now, do you want me to give you specific procedures to do so? I don't want to. I want you to administer your own district. Can you find a better way to communicate this so people understand it? That's what I'm asking you all." The debate came as the board was receiving information on its planned switch to a new policy this summer. It is replacing its current guide from Arizona School Boards Association and moving to one backed by the Trust Model Policy Program. That is the product of Arizona School Risk Retention Trust, a nonprofit that provides school districts with liability coverages and other services. Rohrs said that most parents in the district don't know what is in the policy guide, and CUSD leaders need to figure that out. "What we do is we hand parents at the very beginning of a school a whole stack of papers to sign, and most, you're correct, don't read it," Kurt Rohrs said. "You're correct, and you're admitting that it's not effectively communicated, and people don't know this." Dr. Craig Gilbert, CUSD's Associate Superintendent of Pre-K-2 Educational Services, has been leading the effort on changing policies. He said the new policy will have fewer items because the district is eliminating redundancies. Gilbert estimated there would be about 10-15% fewer policies in the new guide. Rohrs said that there are three specific policies he wants addressed. First, loitering students in the bathrooms. Second, a retaliation policy to discourage students from going after anyone they think may have reported on their misdeeds. A social media sharing policy that tells students they cannot post online videos of other students without their permission. He also wants to require a staff member who at any time learns of a possible criminal offense by a student to first report it to police before conducting their own investigation. So when a first grader pushes down another first grader on the playground, if you do that in the hallway, that would be assault. But if you do it on the playground, for some reason it's not, board member Jason Olive said. So the extreme of this would be every time a first grader pushes down another first grader, you call the police. There's a range of things there, and we've always had a society that found a balance, when to call the cops and when not to. Rohrs brought the topic up because the district has been accused in public comments of not calling the police in a case of a teacher making a student feel uncomfortable by touching her. That teacher has since resigned. "Let's not take this to the range of absurdity," Rohrs responded. "That's actually what happens when a first grader pushes another first grader down. That's assault, right?" Olive said. "And I've never seen a first grader arrested for that," Rohrs answered. "I'm far more concerned with kids at school or after school for kids jumping on them. That needs to be reported right away." Gilbert said the new policy guide will be available to view on the CUSD website after it is approved and that it will be easier to navigate. He said it would be much easier for students and parents to find what they're looking for. "I think it's going to be easier to go through the different chapters, and based on title alone, it's going to help you get through the information," Gilbert said. He said most policy items are supported by state statute and that they worked with the district's lawyer on fine-tuning the policies. It remains a work in progress, and Gilbert planned to meet with Roars to go over the changes he wants to see. Gilbert and his team began working on the new policies in September and have held 4 meetings with the governing board to go over the proposed changes. If the board ultimately approves the switch at the April 10th meeting, the new policy would be effective starting July 1st. For any cases that happened before July 1st, the current policy would still be the standard, Gilbert said. End of story. Our next article is called Duck Donuts Fills QC with Gooey Goodness. This was written by Christina Fuoco Karasinski and posted in the Queen Creek Tribune on April 16th, 2024. As the saying goes, quote, behind every successful man, there is a strong woman, end quote. Daniel and Ashley Bruno are proof of that. Thanks to Ashley's pregnancy cravings, the couple has found sweet success with Duck Donuts. Recently, they opened their second Arizona store, this time in Queen Creek. The other, in Chandler, debuted in December 2019. We have one style of donuts, he said. They're all vanilla cake. We have various assortments. We do things by season and by holidays. We have you covered any time of the year. Daniel said guests love anything with bacon. Maple bacon or bacon in the sun, that's bacon with salted caramel drizzle. Flavors for the less adventurous include chocolate explosion, cinnamon bun, chocolate-covered strawberry, French toast, and Coconut Island Bliss. Duck Donuts was founded in 2006 in Duck, North Carolina, by Russ DiGilio and Robin Griffin, and has since expanded to over 100 locations in the United States. The quote, Duck, end quote, is from the city of Duck on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, he said. We're part of a franchise. I brought the brand to Arizona about 5 years ago. The Brunos met at ASU and married in 2014. He had a job opportunity to move for business anywhere in the Southeast. They chose Charlotte, North Carolina, which was considered, he said, the number one place for young professional couples. The two returned from their honeymoon, told their parents they were moving to Charlotte, rented out their home in Arizona, and they took off. While they were in North Carolina, they were introduced to Duck Donuts. We were in the Outer Banks when my wife was pregnant, he said. She was having these cravings for sweets. I went out, met locals, and said, my wife is pregnant. What should I get her? They said, Duck Donuts. I didn't know what it was. They said, quote, smell that. Follow your nose, end quote. I literally walked over to the place and they were making the donuts. There are no showcases or cabinets. Everything is made fresh. I ended up buying a dozen. She was hooked ever since. When the two returned to Charlotte from the Outer Banks, they found out a Duck Donuts was in the neighborhood. For the next 4 years, we had warm, delicious donuts made to order all the time, he said. In 2018, the Brunos returned to Arizona, where Ashley was raised. The Cactus High School graduate was pregnant with their second child, and again, on a late Thursday night, she wanted Duck Donuts. I said, we're in Arizona. That's not going to happen, said Daniel, then a stay-at-home dad. She said, figure it out. I got in touch with Duck Donuts Corporate in Pennsylvania, flew out there and met with them, and we put our first store in Chandler. I would never have thought it would have happened this way, but it did. Having the children is wonderful, but they make you achieve amazing things. Daniel and Ashley noted a large contingent traveling from Queen Creek to the Chandler store. So it was only natural that they open a location there. We worked with our development team to figure out something in Queen Creek, said Daniel, a Brooklyn native. We ended up choosing the place where we are now. It took almost 2 years to get that deal done, from contract to build out. We got it all figured out, and we've been open ever since January 25th. Daniel said it's great to be in Queen Creek, which he calls a, quote, phenomenal neighborhood, end quote. They've been so welcoming to the brand and me and my family, he said. I bring my kids, ages 5, 7, and 8 months, as they have a lot to add. The neighborhood is great. People can walk over. You have your carriage brigades with moms doing things, fathers on the weekends taking over for the moms. Folks come over from Macayo's if there's a wait. If they're all at the nail salon, they'll come over to us. The exposure has been great for the brand. The Brunos have partnered with local schools for fundraising, which includes the selling of donuts and the brand's infamous rubber ducks. "We sell more of those little rubber ducks than donuts, believe it or not," he said with a laugh. "Our store is loaded with them. We have the largest collection of rubber duckies in the state of Arizona." Duck Donuts is found at 22480 East Ocotillo Road, Suite C101 in Queen Creek. Their phone number is 480-454-3674. Website is duckdonuts.com. End of story. Our next story is entitled Market on the Move, coming to Chandler this week. This was posted in the Santan Sun. There is no author listed, and the posted was on April 21st, 2024. In October 2010, the 3000 Club started Market on the Move, in parentheses MOM, close parentheses, to assist Arizonans in need of food. MOM volunteers spend days rescuing produce, dry, canned, or packaged goods from the waste bin, then partner with churches and other nonprofits to have semi-truckloads of produce and groceries brought into the valley to share with the community. One of those trucks will be rolling into the parking lot of Bethel Sunrise Church, 600 West Galveston Street, Chandler, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on April 27th. Another is scheduled for May 27th. When people donate $10, they will receive an order of up to 60 pounds of produce and groceries. MOM is a drive-through event. Drive up, make a $10 cash-only donation per order, and volunteers will load the trunk. "I should have taken pictures the first time I drove through, but it was definitely 60 pounds worth of good produce," one recipient said. "We received oranges, a watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew, a huge bag of zucchini, through which I was able to introduce my kids to zucchini bread, and now they love it. The second time, we ended up with so much that I knew we couldn't eat it all, so we had to share. I'm hoping to do this again and share if possible," the recipient added. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Business Helps Moms After Giving Birth. This was written by Grace Berry and posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, April 18th, 2024. With postpartum hemorrhage being the second leading cause of maternal mortality in the United States, post-birth care is crucial for mothers. Knowing the dire statistics about American maternal health, Mesa business owner Princess McKinney Kirk decided her skills at Adwola could be an asset to mothers. In 2013, McKinney Kirk launched her postnatal care company, Bellybind, to extend maternal care beyond birth. The company strives to bridge the gap between birth and the standard six-week post-birth OBGYN visit. Bellybind sells stomach wraps that, when tied using East Asian knotting techniques, are designed to stimulate postural support, hip stability, shortened postpartum bleeding, and a firm uterus. The placement of the knots on what traditional Chinese medicine refers to as meridian lines stimulates energy channels. "This stimulation is so impactful and beneficial to our body," said McKinney Kirk. The company also offers in-home sessions in which certified doulas lead meditations, lymphatic drainage massages, healing, counseling, or belly binding training. After seeing the clients who gravitated towards her services, McKinney Kirk realized the benefits of belly binders could also be of value to mothers enduring womb loss. Womb loss is an experience a woman goes through after what society would normally call a miscarriage. The word, quote, miscarriage, end quote, can sometimes feel very negative, said McKinney Kirk. Womb loss speaks to what is truly happening for a woman in her moment of loss, whether it's early pregnancy loss or even infant loss. Her womb feels empty, added McKinney Kirk. The stomach binders help fill this void. "We use the comfort of the binding as a container of support and warmth. A belly binder feels like a hug," said McKinney Kirk. Our practitioners also provide non-judgmental listening ear so women can express whatever is coming up emotionally for them. We use trauma-sensitive language to encapsulate their experience with positive support rather than an emphasis on grief and loss, added McKinney Kirk. As a Black mother and doula, McKinney Kirk is an expert in Black maternal health care. With Black maternal health, there is an undeniable systemic issue within the hospital system. This is due to policies and systemic racism that are present, said McKinney Kirk. The hospital system is flooded with patients, so our services are a way to take stress off and provide support in an area that is really needed, added McKinney Kirk. With Black Maternal Health Week marked April 11th to April 17th, McKinney Kirk's mission is especially pertinent. For McKinney Kirk, accessibility is important in ensuring that as many mothers as possible receive support. One way we make postnatal care accessible is through affordability. Our cheapest kit is $115, says McKinney Kirk. In addition to prioritizing mothers as the, quote, MVPs, end quote, of the family, Belly Bind also prioritizes giving back to the community. Every year, Belly Bind offers 100 mothers experiencing womb loss pro bono services. For our pro bono experiences, we are offering a single session service. This session is meant to help the women honor their bodies after loss, set a healthy foundation, and give themselves grace, said McKinney Kirk. The session includes gentle lymphatic body work to calm mother's overstimulated parasympathetic nervous system, a womb connection experience to send love and healing to the womb space, and meditation and abdominal rub to release energetic trauma that lingers after loss. At the conclusion of the session, Belly Bind also gives pro bono clients a wrap and a wrap fitting. With each layer we wrap around our clients, we hope they feel strengthened, encouraged, and confident, said McKinney Kirk. Mothers can either apply for themselves or be nominated by a third party through the company's website. The business also donates stomach wraps to Give N Kind, a nonprofit that matches donated retail items to individuals in need. Belly Bind also donates a portion of its sales to Postpartum Support International, an organization that supports mothers with postpartum mood or anxiety disorders. For more information on Belly Bind, their website is bellibind.com or hello at bellibind.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled Run Supports to Teen Mental Health by Christina Fuoco-Karasinski and posted in the Queen Creek Tribune on April 19th, 2024. The Rotary Club of Queen Creek will host its second Rotary Run for Resilience 5K run/walk presented by Torchy's Tacos. Set for Saturday, April 27th, the race starts at 7:30 a.m. at Horseshoe Park and Equestrian Center, Queen Creek. Registration is open to participants of all ages and abilities. It's a unique landscape for a 5K run walk, said Jason Jansen, Rotary Club of Queen Creek president and managing partner of Ahipoki Bowl, Arizona. It's a timed event. Anybody can sign up. People who just want to do a 5K and want to time themselves, or those who run 5Ks as a hobby. They can run it or walk it. We use an official company for start and finish. The Run for Resilience is the Rotary Club of Queen Creek's only fundraiser, according to Jansen. The funds do not go to operation costs. Instead, they are earmarked for, quote, providing counseling and mental health services for youth in the area, end quote. Mayor Julia Wheatley kicked off last year's festivities that saw 200 participants. This time around, several mental health providers will be stationed with information, and town council members will host meet and greet. We're trying to raise awareness and provide resources to people who don't know they exist, Jansen said. As a new club, we were shocked at the resources out there. If they need to meet with someone who's in crisis in the middle of the night, counselors are available. A lot of people don't really realize that. Jansen called his club, quote, unique, end quote. It's not your typical Rotary Club, he said. Our members are a little bit older. We're young professionals, business owners, teachers, counselors, the Queen Creek Rotary Club chose mental health as its cause due to the number of deaths by suicide in the area. We're championing improving teen mental awareness, he said. The two things we do are the Run for Resilience, and in August we do Raising Resilient Kids. We've had two Raising Resilient Kids events so far, 2022 and 2023. The general public is invited. We have professional speakers. We learn about social media, gaming. The most normal kids in the world sometimes attempt or die by suicide. In August 2023, the event included a screening of, quote, My Ascension, end quote. The film tells the story of Emma Benoit, who was left paralyzed after a suicide attempt. Torchy's Tacos found it important to sponsor the run walk, especially in light of Preston Lord's death. These recent events have deeply resonated with all of us at Torchy's Tacos and have unfortunately impacted our local Arizona team members, which is why we are so grateful for the opportunity to support our Queen Creek community as we heal together, said Mike Ripka, Torchy's Tacos Chief Executive Officer and Founder. Mental health and wellness are initiatives we are passionate about supporting within our own culture and the communities we serve every day. We are honored to join the Rotary Club of Queen Creek for this year's Rotary Run for Resilience. End of story. Our next story is entitled, PCSO Has Country Thunder Lost and Found. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent and taken from PCSO Facebook page, no author is listed, and posted April 22nd, 2024. If you went to Country Thunder in Florence and now can't find your keys, wallets, or phones, the Pinal County Sheriff's Office may have them. Country Thunder took place April 11th through 14th at Canyon Moon Ranch, 20585 East Water Way in Florence, and as usual, thousands attended the event. And with all large events, people lose things. If you think you may have left behind something at Country Thunder, PCSO asks that you call them at 520-866-5825. According to a post on the agency's Facebook page. There is some good news if you lost some important items. PCSO stated that all Arizona ID cards that were found have been returned to the Arizona Department of Transportation's Motor Vehicle Division. Even better, recovered debit and credit cards from local and national branches have been returned to their appropriate banks. However, PCSO still has all the out-of-state ID cards and non-local bank cards it recovered. A photo from PCSO shows that the department also recovered some jewelry, clothing, sunglasses, and regular glasses. End of story. Next up, dad-led PTO initiative gives Cortina Elementary, quote, Rad Dazz, end quote. This was posted on April 14th, 2024 on the Queen Creek Independent. No author was listed. The Cortina Elementary Rad Dazz group formed organically, bonding over shared interests. Rad Dazz is a group focused on friendship and active involvement in their children's school. It's a conscious effort to be present and intentional fathers, or be, quote, rad, really active dads, end quote. All of us just kind of take on more of an active role, active approach with all the kids and the different activities that are going on, said Brett Wombolt, founder of Cortina Rad Dazz. We wanted to support the school and see how we can improve the experiences for our students and community. For, quote, Make a Difference Day, end quote, they built planter boxes, drawing the largest turnout ever as students eagerly planted vegetables and flowers. Once the crops were ready to harvest, Cortina students would donate the buckets of fresh kale and cabbage to a local animal rescue agency. They've also worked to enhance school events like dances and festivals. Being a member of Rad Dazz means a lot to me, Cortina Rad Dazz member Tim Gershikoff said, I enjoy helping not just the students, but also the school and the community. With their momentum growing, the Rad Dazz are committed to inspiring others to contribute to positive change in the community. They aim to encourage people to lend a hand in any way they can, fostering a sense of collective engagement and empowerment. If you're a dad in any school, find a way to get involved, Cortina Rad Dads member Dan Rondberg said. There are other dads out there that you can connect with. You can just build a special community while your kids are young and in school, so find a way to get involved. Other schools in the Higley Unified School District have the opportunity to launch initiatives that are like Rad Dads, such as the one already established at Power Ranch Elementary School, known as Watchdogs of, quote, Dogs, D-O-G-S, Dads of Really Great Students, end quote. These groups offer parents a valuable chance to actively engage and make a meaningful impact on their children's educational journey. End of story. Our next article is entitled Black Rock Coffee Bar Opening in Santan Valley. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, no author listed, on April 20th, 2024. Black Rock Coffee Bar, known for its premium roasted coffees, teas, smoothies, and fuel energy drinks, is holding a soft launch this weekend for its latest Arizona location, this one in Santan Valley. The new Black Rock Coffee Bar, located at 635 East Hunt Highway in Santan Valley, began its soft launch on Friday and plans to hold a grand opening celebration on Wednesday, April 24th. To mark the grand opening, customers can get medium-sized drinks for $2 throughout the day at the Santan Valley location, as well as various promotions scheduled for the week. We are excited to bring the unique Black Rock Coffee Bar experience to the thriving community of Santan Valley, states Mark Davis, CEO, Black Rock Coffee Bar, in a company press release. Our growing presence in the Phoenix metro area underscores our commitment to spreading our passion to serve our customers with friendly and fast service, and at the same time creating welcoming spaces where customers can connect and unwind. The new 2,000-square-foot Black Rock Coffee Bar location follows the coffee chain's industrial modern design, with five new Black Rock Coffee Bar locations opening in the last 4 months across Arizona and a total of 10 openings nationwide since January. Black Rock Coffee Bar now has 43 stores across Arizona and 135 stores nationwide. Founded in 2008 in Portland, Oregon, Black Rock Coffee Bar continues its expansion in the West and into the Sun Belt region with locations in Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. End of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona.